Good time.
Give thanks, man. Thanks for getting back with us. So talk to us a little bit about the new album, As I Am, the journey in 2019. You went through a lot of hardships, and it looks like, you know, finally things might be coming around here and on the up and up, and the positivity that the music of coming out of As I Am is. You know, it's amazing that you were able to do that.
Thank you. Yes, you know, give thanks. As we say, it's a long road, you know, As I Am speaks for itself. It's As I Am. It's the music that I love. It's the inspiration that's, you know, natural inspiration that we've gotten from the Almighty God, Jarastafari, you know. So, As I Am is basically the message that I have, you know, I have to relay as an artist, as an individual, as a humanitarian. And, you know, when you listen to the music, every song speaks for itself. You know, we have different sounds, different kind of, you know, genres of music on the album.
That's one thing that I appreciate about it all, is I hear little sounds of hip-hop, I hear some sounds of jazz in there, and some horns and things. So what do you think about the new spectrum of all this music that's out there right now, and the landscape of it all right now? How you feel?
Say again.
So I was saying, you know, I hear all the different elements of music in your album right now, as far as you were saying with the genres of hip hop and the reggae and elements of jazz and the album As I Am right now. So the influence of those. So what kind of music are you listening to outside of reggae music?
Well, right now, man, I listen to a little bit of everything. You know, we have little hip hop here, a little Afrobeat. Look at Afrobeat there. Look at a little bit of Orthodox Ethiopian music here and there.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit of King Tubby's here and there.
That's right. That's right.
But, you know, I just love music. You know, I don't have any special music, you know, that I listen to really. Then, you know, my main thing is what I do listen to is messy.
Yes. Yes, it has to have a message, correct? The music, it has to have the message, especially if we are in taking it. And that's what I love as I Am.
Yes.
So,
I
know you grew up in England, and actually, I did too. I just moved to the U.S. when I was 10, so it doesn't sound like anymore. Right. But, you know, actually, I have two questions that I always ask everybody. I know your dad... and I'm sure you do love football over here. You know, they call it soccer, but I always ask, I just always want to know, who's your team?
Oh, man.
I tried to, I told him, I was like, yo, we can't ask you that one right there. He's like, yo, I got to ask him.
This is important. This is important.
It's important, for real.
Yeah, right now, I've been kind of watching different players, you know, But, I mean, you know, right now, Man United, you know, is keeping it going, you know. Chelsea, they're all up a different side, you know, right now.
I didn't hear a whole heap of Arsenal, man. No. I'm a little disappointed on that. But, you know, Tip of Irie, Saxon Sound, they all Arsenal supporters.
Yeah.
But, hey, my real question to you is, you know, how did the British music influence your reggae and your style? Because all you and your brothers and everywhere people are from, kind of, it's a different, unique style of reggae. And what artists in England, the reggae artists, were over there? Who in that batch influenced you?
Even being in England, you know, I was still listening to the Jamaican reggae music, you know. But obviously in England, we have Aswad, you know, we have Steel Pulse, you know, we have... you know, a few different artists like that, you know.
That's what I was wondering, like, which of the UK reggae artists or DJs were you getting inspiration from? And Steel Pulse, Aswad, absolutely.
Yeah, listening to, you know, being, you know, knowing that they're in the area that we kind of grow in, you know, which is an area called Ladbroke Grove, you know.
Yep.
So, but, you know, being, you know, our father as a reggae musician, as an artist, as a humanitarian, I am from the school of Bob Marley, you know, because that music is the first music that I ever heard, you know, in my life. To say that, hear the first sound. The first sound is Bob Marley, you know. So, being, you know, coming from that school and appreciating all schools, you know what I mean?
Indeed.
So you have the Aswad, you know, Steve Paul, you know, Black Uhuru, you know, all the different music, you know?
Yep. And you hear it coming out, come out in your album. And your performances, too. I was down at the Nine Mile Festival in Miami last year. Yeah, amazing performance, by the way. And it was great to hear that. Why don't you tell people in California where you're going to be playing next, man?
That's what I was going to say.
All right. Well, next we'll be playing in, next is Japan. And then we'll be in L.A. in California. Which will be in March.
Yes, at St. Rock's, correct? In Hermosa Beach.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to have to make our way.
All the fans that are there and nearby can come out and, you know, catch a musical vibration from, you know, I and I.
Yeah, man, we'll be there.
Yes, I.
Yeah, that's definitely one of those. I know, very humble man right here, you guys. So look, Laguna Beach, Long Beach, Hermosa Beach, March. Keep your eyes open for that date because you really want to go and see this man live. If you haven't had a chance to check out any of the Kaya Fest or any of that when he comes out with his brothers, this is him all night long by himself doing his thing on his new As I Am album. That's in stores now. And I know it's released on digital downloads now, right?
Definitely. Everywhere where you can look, you know, on the digital platforms.
Absolutely. So you definitely don't quit playing with yourself and get out there and enjoy this man's music, because I'm guaranteeing you that he's bringing it just like his dad and his brothers, and keeping that Marley name alive and well, definitely. And it's definitely vibrant, and the heights are highest, my friend. And I appreciate
you. Thank you, my brother.
We pulled a few tracks off that as we've been listening to the album that we really, really, really just wanted to focus on here, and maybe you can tell us a little bit about them. Broken Sail. Amazing track. Cooling in Jamaica just has that earthy vibe that everybody's kind of, it just makes everybody feel good. And then you threw in a little dub there.
Yeah, I love that dub, that I Am the Sound dub. Woo!
How did that come about?
That is the instrumental of Are You the One, you know? And I think the engineer was dubbing out the song one day, and I was like, you know what, I want to. It sounds like we can do a dub out of Are You the One.
Absolutely.
And then in comes, you know, another musical genius, another legend son.
Legend.
Addis Pablo, which is, you know, he's the son of famous Augustus Pablo.
Indeed.
Which is a producer, musician, instrumentalist, you know.
From the hills of Jamaica.
He used to do songs with just his melodica, you know, which is a...
Right.
A nice instrument, you know.
Indeed.
So love of being a lover of music, you know, that's how it goes, you know.
Yeah, man. And I'm a big fan of dub reggae. And actually, I grew up with Josh Shaka and stuff in London area. And yeah, so I'm a huge fan.
Josh Shaka.
Yeah. Josh Shaka sound. And so when I heard that on the album, I was like, well, I'm definitely going to have to play that today. Because like I said, you have a variety of stuff on there. And that's what I think separates you and your brothers from a lot of other reggae artists, you know. And when you go see the show, it might be three brothers from the son of Bob Marley, but you guys all have your own unique take on the music, albeit the same being influenced by the same person.
Yeah, we give thanks, you know. We have to thank God, you know, Jack, the creator that makes everything different.
Blessed.
You know, you have like 1 million different kind of flowers as well as fruit. As the same way, you know, within one family, you have a million different sounds. So give thanks, you know, that, you know, for the creation and for the inspiration, the divine inspiration.
Yeah, man, mad respect.
Yes,
and we won't keep you too long because I know you're busy, but tell us a little bit about Coolin' in Jamaica. We're going to play that track and we're going to let you go and get on your way. And we want to say thank you. We'll see you at the St. Roque in March. And we're rooting for you. Blessed. And we hope you take this Grammy home.
Thank you very much, my brother. Well, this is Coolin' in Jamaica, and if you're not in Jamaica, then you've got to be in Jamaica. You know?
Mad respect.
Thank you, sir. Hey!
Blessings, brother.
Coolin' in Jamaica on the white warm sand. sipping on a juice and I get the suntan. If you're thinking I'm a tourist, I'm a West Indian. Born in England and a true African. I'm gonna take it cool for a day. Just feel the waves. Take time for myself to release and orchestrate. I've been working real hard. Now I'm tired and worn. Ain't no buts or maybes. For this I've been waiting long. Now we're cooling in Jamaica on the white warm sand. Sipping on a cocoa and I get a suntan. If you're thinking I'm a tourist, I'm a West Indian. Born in England and a true African. Life full of greatness, it's wasted if hasted. Yes, I might punch the clock, but still find time to rock. I found my solution to this stress and pollution. I'll go have some fun under the blue skies and sun now. Now we're cooling in Jamaica on the white warm sands. Sipping on a juice and I get a suntan. If you're thinking I'm a tourist, I'm a West Indian. Born in England and a true African. I'm relaxed but not lazy. Green trees keep me hazy. My vibe is so raised. I truly appreciate. Freedom of the mind is good. And your soul and body too. So live up to the best and you'll have less regrets. Now we're cooling in Jamaica on the white warm sand. Sipping on a cocoa and I get a suntan. If you're thinking I'm a tourist, I'm a West Indian. Born in England and a true African. You never know what's a mistake. You never know what's a mistake. I go school in England. I go school in America. You never know what's a mistake. You never know what's a mistake. I'm born in England. And come live in Jamaica. Now we're off to Jamaica to the white warm sands. Sipping on a juice and I get a suntan. If you're thinking I'm a tourist, I'm a West Indian. Born in England and a true African. Lord have mercy. Something to quench my thirst, Lord, yeah.
That's right, you're jamming with Julian Marley right now.
Big up, Mr. Julian Marley.
And the Reggae Runnings crew.
You know.
My name is DJ Keith.
Alongside Ross Mike.
Each and every Tuesday night at Reggae Runnings Sound.
On a stormy day, many miles away from shore. Ooh, I wonder why I feel this way. Will it ever change? I don't wanna feel this way no more. Well, I don't wanna feel this way no more. Oh no. Look how far we come. And still no liberty. Unity and love can eliminate poverty. I see you got enough potential and a few mouths to feed. I've been searching. Times are tough and things are hard. Give me strength, oh Lord. Like a ship with a broken sail on a stormy day, many, many miles away from shore. Ooh, I wonder why I feel this way. Will it ever change?
Anybody knows me, knows why I played this one.
I wonder why I feel this way. Will it ever change? I don't wanna feel this way.
What you think, Ross Mike?
Loving it bad, man. That's a good one right there.
I'm tired of oppression on the
broken cell.
I feel like this was a conscious filled
hour
we've had.
Yeah, blessed, man. Big up going out to Julian Marley. Big up going out to Choppa Chop. Man, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's almost overload for some people that ain't familiar with the Reggae Running Show.
Yep, and two highly unique artists and individuals with different reggae sounds, and that's what's beautiful about reggae music is there's so much variety.
Absolutely, and one Grammy-nominated artist, one up-and-coming guy that's been doing it for a while, but just now getting his break.
One Grammy-nominated, one guy who, Grand Theft Auto, come on.
Yeah, it's that way.
I can remember sitting driving around New York, listening to Bobby Condor's channel on their massive B channel, yeah. And he's shouting out and stuff, and I was blasting horns. I was only like 16 years old. I'm thinking, yes, finally, I can hear like the only place I could do it was on Grand Theft Auto.
That's it. One of the hottest tunes on that thing, on that whole game.
Well, all it does is show you where I was living.
Right. Hardcore. So yes, indeed. Big up going out to Julian Marley, man. Quit playing with yourself. Like we said before, if you ain't got your tickets for that March show out there in, believe it is Hermosa Beach in March, you definitely want to go out there and do that. Big up going out to him, and get yourself a copy of that As I Am album right here. This song right here, I Am the Sound, dub, produced by Augustus Pablo Song, son, as you just heard. By Julian Marley himself. Nothing wrong with the dub, so let the chalice or the spliff blaze, Laguna. Feel the vibes right here each and every Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. Ross Mike alongside my man DJ Keith. A modest man right here, the second hottest reggae show, actually the second hottest show in Laguna right here.
The only reggae show.
Hey, should be number one. It will be.
Yeah, you know what? I forgot about that, but
I had to remind you.
Massive respect to the Laguna Beach vibe for putting that on, and for everybody who voted. If you're out there and you voted for the Reggae Running Show and DJ Keith, we just brought Ross Mike on this year, so next year it'll be both of us. But
it will be number one next year. Yeah, I can't take credit for this now, but big you up, my man. That's why you my DJ, and this is each and every Tuesday Reggae Running Show. Tell somebody, quit playing. Let's go to number one next year. I'm serious.
Let's do it.
I'm not playing.
Very excited just to be mentioned, and even more excited to see that the other day. So thank you, Laguna Beach. And if I didn't have fun and we didn't have you, we wouldn't do this. So it's all about playing good music for you guys, and I hope you appreciate it. We just play a variety of stuff.
That's it. Be a part of, not apart from. Join us each and every Tuesday right here, 7 to 8 p.m.
Dubwise, Laguna. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Big up going out to my man, Mr. Don Carlos, for tuning in tonight. Blessed love. We appreciate you. You killed it out at Boom Shaka as well. Blessed love.
Boom, enough for the Julian Marley. We're going big right now. Hungry Days. Laguna Beach. NS Music Entertainment. Hungry Days for some more reggae.
Said me fi go sell myself short. No, no, no. Hungry days never said me fi go kill no friends off. No, 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 no. Hungry days never said me fi go switch up. It make me take on the road, me never hitch up. Hungry days never said me fi go bow out. It make me wall out. Oh, yeah.
If you're hungry for some more reggae music,
make sure you join us. I almost said tomorrow. Jesus. Join
hold
us
on,
Tuesday.
Hold on. Let's
do Tuesday, that one again. Tuesday.
If you're ready for some more reggae music,
join us on Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. right here on the Reggae Running Show with your man Ross Mike alongside DJ Keith. It's because we're busy, man. We got stuff going on during the week all the time. You know what I mean? So
you're gonna have to get that one right eventually, but. You know, if you want to find out more at Reggae Running Sound, you can find out all about what we do. You can get links to everything. You know, if you're around on Fridays, we do a house music thing. If you're that, over at what's now called the Wharf, the Old Ocean. Let's make some fun in this town. If you guys come out and support the music, there'll be more variety and more stuff going on. So make it happen. Laguna Beach, Dana Point. We're gonna be a different radio station here. We're going to be 104 something or another.
104.7.
Yeah, at least you know that. And then we're going to have wider range, more power.
More
you're going to hear
power.
Us down in San Clemente.
What?
San Diego.
What?
Yeah, what?
Coming at you.
Enough respect. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Have fun with these last few songs we're going to play for you right here.
Blessed love.
Watch the riot.
Classic reggae music.
Loving it bad.
Watch the riot. Down over sea. Watch it start. What a Ghost Rider, that's the Ghost Rider. Every time you see the youth, we see the danger. Ghost Rider, them call him Ghost Rider. Every time you see the youth, we see the danger. Ghost Rider is a rider, may know we well or wiser. I make up on the rider, don't go see you on drive front wheel. And the you may see him back wheel a glide. They call for man of the bank inside. Woman and woman, them off you run and hide. Like a Hollywood stunt. Make few ride. Them call him Ghost Rider. Them call him Ghost Rider. Every time me see the youth, me see the danger. Wow, Ghost Rider. Them call him Ghost Rider. Every time me see the youth, me see the danger. Now him cripple two man, take three in my life. Like a bounty hunter running day and night. Want a bicycle, I want a bike. Figure out down the bounty hunter day and night. Them call him Ghost Rider. Them call him Ghost Rider. Every time me see in the danger, wawa. Ghost Rider, them call him Ghost Rider. Every time me see the youth, me see the danger. When me check out the bike, that a computer. When me check out the wheel, them can't puncha. When me check out the clutch and them carburetor. If me put them together, get a computer. Call it Ghost Rider, me call him Ghost Rider. Every time me see the youth, me see the danger, wawa. Ghost Rider, them call him Ghost Rider. Make up on the rider, don't go see one drive. From the wheeling of the hill, you're sitting back wheel a glide. Lick off a man up on the bank inside. Woman and woman, them a go run and hide. Like a Hollywood stunt, man a make two ride. Now we ride it
it in the day, now we ride it in the night. But one thing, the ghost rider don't use light. Him cripple two man, take three of my life. Say like a county out a run the day and night. Them call him ghost rider, them call him ghost rider. I search for the ghost rider day and night. Him kill off my brother and I take my sister life. But when me fuck the ghost rider, Lord, we go and fight. I don't want no gun, I said I don't want a knife. I fist to fist fight, I miss it any day. I let them call him ghost rider, they call him ghost rider. Every time me see the youth, me see the danger. Wawa. Ghost rider, they call him ghost rider. Every time me see the youth, me see the danger. Watch him go and make a ride, don't go see what drive. From grilling at the youth, me see the McQueen a glide. They call for man up on the bunk inside. Woman and no man, they must run and hide. Like a Hollywood stunt, man, I make few ride. Now we ride it in the day, now we ride it in the night. One thing the ghost rider do, you would like them call it ghost rider, that they ghost rider. Every time we see the youth, we see the danger, wawa. Ghost rider, that they ghost rider. Every time we see the youth, we see the danger.
Out your front door, how you gonna come with your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? When the law breaks in, how you gonna go? Shot down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. Oh, guns of Brixton. Your life, you like it well, but surely your time will come, as in heaven or as in hell. Oh, oh. God. God. Well, you know if he's like Ivan, trigger.